Hello and welcome to Wild Time Online with myself, Thomas Janak. The official blog is www.wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. Today we're doing a little emergency appeal interview with Frank Balmer, a gentleman I only known from Facebook. And I'm joined on Skype by Frank. And the reason why we're doing this interview is because Frank has or cares for over 20 dogs. And he got an eviction notice. And has to find a new place for himself and the dogs. Frank, good evening.
Good evening, Thomas. Thank you.
I am aware that there is a link on Facebook in both French and English that explains the whole story of what happened. And I will make this link available to all our listeners. But for the people who want to hear it from you, what exactly has happened?
It happened that I took him in probably 5 years ago, and I started to, of course, like every people who work with the animals, to keep dogs at my home, to heal them, to protect them, and to make them safe, because there is a lot of cruelty here in the southeast of France. Because I'm between borderline of Italy and France.
Okay.
So there is a huge, there is a huge traffic, actually, between the two countries, for many reasons, of course, and I am just between the borderline. So I started to keep the dogs and the animals at home, and of course, neighbors, all the time neighbors, so I started to have problem with my neighbors.
All the dogs and, that you have, are they were sort of wild dogs? They would be abandoned dogs. Would you find them where you live?
I was, if you want, for a better explanation with my bad English, sorry. it was all kind of cases. First, it was abandoned dogs, of course. Cruel cases when I was called by the police. And by the emergency service too, all case of cruelty, banned, and throw up on the streets, all kind of cruelty case, yeah.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because I think it's important for people to understand that you have an organization, and the link to the organization, which is facebook.com/APERAP. No worries, it's on the on the explanation to the interview. So I just wanted to explain to people that you're not one of those people that has got nothing better to do than hoarding animals. You were in fact working in animal rescue, and so the police were actually trying to get dogs to you. I just want to make that clear, because sometimes people think, you know, if he chooses to have 20 dogs, then it's his problem. But you were actually doing a service to your community in France.
In France, yeah, absolutely. It's a public service. I do. First of all, I'm living in a valley between Italy and France, but I'm also working onto the seaside. So basically, for an idea, I'm working from Italy through Monte Carlo or other big city in the southeast of France.
So apparently the way it looks, there's plenty of dogs that are roaming free or get abandoned. Yeah. Why do you think that is?
First of all, it's because of the tourists. Because here, you know, it's very touristic.
Yeah.
And into the summer time and the springtime, there is a lot of banned animals. And then there is an effect of mode with, for an example, the Jack Russell Terrier, who was very famous 1 or 2 years ago, and everyone wants a Jack Russell Terrier, but it's a very strong little guy, and nobody are able to keep this dog at home, so they throw heat into the streets.
Mm.
I also want to say that huge organization, France, doing euthanasia. So I'm not doing that, of course. Yeah. So basically, a dog. When I get a dog at home, he leaves at home.
Yeah. And forever. It will. And it's important to say that you have we call it a no-kill policy. So all the animals that you actually get stay alive.
Yeah, they stay alive. I'm starting that the principle of everyone get the right to leave, even you are old, not good looking, you know, everyone get the right to leave, sort of thing, yeah.
I mean, this all worked for a while, I imagine, because you had, you know, this is your job. So how come you got, why did you get evicted?
My neighbors started to drag me to the justice courts to make me evicted. Yeah. And as I am kind of not really usual with the law and lawyer and things like that, I was on the courts in 2008. I was on the court and I tried to explain myself to the judge, but I get no lawyer, get no the money back to pay me a lawyer. So I did my own, how to say, defense by myself. But this neighbor got two lawyers.
What was their problem? Were your dogs roaming free and managed to get onto their property? Or why were they complaining? Or was it just too loud or too many?
They complaining about the fact that they bark, they are barking, and how do you say? You know, in France, you only get the right to have 9 animals. For example, 9 dogs or, you know?
Yeah.
And when I was facing the emergency, I was up to 23 dogs at home one time, I remember. And then the neighbor works on that into the court.
Yeah, of course. So what they wanted from you is to get rid of the rest of the dogs.
So, yeah, there was two choices. Or to get rid of all of the dogs and stay with only 9, which was absolutely no, you know.
Yeah, of course not.
Or get out.
Okay, so apparently because you kept the dogs, they want you out. Okay,
yeah.
So I saw pictures on Facebook of a little cottage or cabin somewhere in the middle of nowhere that you have pictures up, where you could potentially move to?
Yeah, it's a place, it's a cabin, I find, for renting.
Ah, it's for renting, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for renting first. It's interesting because there is a lot of green land. The problem is that there is no water, and there is no electricity.
Okay. So it's not ideal. So what is the solution? What are you planning to do?
I am planning to move to this little place where you saw the picture.
Mm-hmm.
At least into the emergency situation to try to make fences, to put safe all of the animals. And I will leave for the summertime with no electricity and no water, because I cannot afford me electricity and water first.
So where do you get the water from for yourself and the dogs?
Okay, you know, there is a little village probably 5 or 6 kilometers away.
Okay.
The cabin. Mm-hmm. So I will be able to, you know, to make the travel between the house I'm in and the village.
Okay, so at least, I mean, that's the first question people ask, like, you know, if you care for the animals, you know, how do you make sure that they get what they need? Okay, so there is a village. You must have some idea of how much money you need. And then probably are you allowed to put up fences if this is not your land?
Yeah, because I'm renting this place, I can put fences all around the Green Land because I rent the cabin and
the land, okay.
Who's with? Yeah. Hmm? First of all, I have to put fences.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we are close to the mountain here, and there is, probably, that's what I heard, that there is at night a wild hog.
Oh.
Who, yeah. Because there is a forest close to the cabin, I mean.
Mm.
But can turn into dangerous between dogs and the wild hogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the last thing you want is dogs going for hogs and vice versa. Yeah, yeah. How much you reckon you would need?
First of all, I don't know, because I have to know the price of the fences. It's not the price of the fences, but to know exactly how many meters.
Yeah, yeah. So you have to basically go there first and take measurements, yeah, and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you.
So let me just say this for our listeners here. Even though Frank doesn't know yet, yeah, what amount, we all know caring for dogs, there is never a surplus of money. So he's not, whatever you donate, he's not getting rich. So if you have a look at our official site, wildtimeonline.blogspot.com, you will see all the links about the story and whatever happened in French and English, and also the link to his organization to give you an idea about his background. And the easiest is always, and we will put it up there, to go to the Facebook page and make contact to organize a donation. I saw pictures of you and your dogs, and because usually I do not do many interviews, sort of emergency interviews, but we're sort of in contact for the last couple of months every now and then on Facebook, and you're a very caring person, and you have very many different dogs, different sizes, you know, also bigger ones.
Yeah, most of the time, yeah.
So if people think, you know, well, he has 20 small dogs, think again, you also have bigger dogs. Is there any organization, like I don't know, a rescue organization in France or somewhere, anywhere else, that comes to your aid, that helps you in any way, or do you have conversations with anyone?
Yeah, I actually sent a big file with all of the explanations. Brigitte Bardot is the biggest foundation in France and the one who helped the little one.
Yeah. And she also works internationally. For those of you out there who just remember her as an actress, she was the most beautiful actress in the 70s. No doubt about it. We did a few interviews here, and she also helped Vincent Fournier, also from France, who opens an elephant retreat center in Nepal. So she's well known. She's one of the good people. But because she helps so many people, she might not be able to put in that much money.
Yeah, but I've tried, you know, as I told you, to send her a complete file, and I really hope she will help me.
Yeah, I think chances are that she will, you know, because they seem to be doing quite a lot. But we also know that when you send things to someone, time is a problem. When do you have to get out of the house? When do you move to the cabin?
Okay, right now, on the official paper, I have to move the 28th of May.
Okay.
But I ask for delay, and I will get an answer, yes or not, but I will get an answer probably this week.
Okay. So you're trying to obviously prolong it a bit so you can stay there and sort things out.
Obviously, and I really hope it works, but for now I do not know.
Mm. Okay. I have to ask you this because I'm not in France. Do you not get any funding when this, I mean, you did this as a sort of a full-time job. Do you not get any funding at all from France? I mean, after all, you're helping them a lot, caring for these animals that would otherwise be euthanized or they had to deal with. Is there no help from the government or whoever is in charge there?
No. I get absolutely no help from the French government. Even the tiny, community where I am, because it works like here, it works like in the United States. I mean that France, is divided into what we call the departments. It's kind of little state, you know, different, like in the United States, yeah. And I asked many times since 5 years right now for help, for explaining the situation. It seems they do not care.
Okay.
They do not care, but in the same time, they care for calling you for help for the animals.
Usually when we do interviews, I think it's important sometimes... Before people make donations, they feel that you have to explore every other option, and apparently you did that. So I just wanted to make that clear, because apparently people, a lot of people still think, maybe they get money from somewhere else. Not everybody understands that there are people out there that really care for animals out of the goodness of their hearts. Yeah. I come across some of them occasionally. Even though it has gotten much better, a lot of people that I meet are animal lovers and probably willing to help. Okay, Frank, I have to leave it at that. But before we leave, if you can stay in the cabin, or if you are in the cabin and you can probably stay there for a while, do you have long-term plans? Is there anything you really want to happen for you and the dogs so that you can care for them properly?
I wish to stay in this cabin because it's interesting because of the Greenland, and which is very interesting is there is no neighbor all around. 3 or 4 kilometers all around, there is no one except me and the forest. So it's interesting for the animals, yeah. And of course, if I can get the chance to have the electricity and water, I will be able to save even more animals, including 4 animals, or horses, or donkeys, or all kind of animals. Because I got 5,000 meters of into square, 5,000 meters of Greenland.
Yeah, so probably yes, you probably would have the space. But you also have to remember, if you're only one person, you can only do so much.
Yeah.
You can't take all animals because you don't have the time to care for all of them. But you never know. Someone joins you there and helps you with things. You never know in the future. So if I get that right, what you really would like to have is a place with no neighbors, with enough space and financial aid to care for more animals than you currently care for, like a shelter, a sanctuary.
Yeah. I was speaking some weeks ago with public service to help people to find a job, and they asked me if I can, for people who do not a job or a place to live, to come at the shelter when it will be done, of course.
Yeah.
And then, starting to, it's a kind of deal between the people who do not have a job, to offer a place to live with the animals, a kind of wildlife places to live, and offering to work with the animal into the same time, and it can create jobs too.
Absolutely, and also what it often does, I know that I work in shelters myself at times. It's a very hard job, but also very rewarding. I always say that to the people. For years and years and years, I was a salesman. I worked in offices 20 years. and I work with animals now sort of full time for about 8 years. And it's the best thing I've ever done. There's just nothing better than seeing an animal in your care getting better. As long as you survive.
As long as you can save life, and yeah, of course.
It sounds like a good idea. I hope it all goes well, and I'm sure. I mean, we will stay in contact and all. So that will all be good, and I hope that you find a place in that village where you can check your email and can stay in touch with people electronically, so that probably people can contact you there. And you never know, there might be a group of people coming and helping you putting up the fences. You never know.
So absolutely, Dad. I already got two people who offer me to give and help. Yeah, to fences or for working or construction. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And yes. But I will keep update everyone when something will happen, probably this week or the next week, I will keep people up to date online.
Yeah, that's good. Frank, thank you so much. I will have
to
edit this now so I can upload it tonight. I will send you the link probably tomorrow so you know when the interview is up. And then we have to share it with as many people as we can.
Thank you so much.
All the best. And how do you say in France?
Yes.
Bonne chance.
Bonne chance, yes. Bonne chance.
Okay, see you then. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye, Thomas. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.